Hi there. Welcome to Service Notes. I'm your host, Reena Brambat. And if you have ever wondered what really happens behind the scenes in IT service management, well, you're in the right place. We're talking tech, transformation, and the occasional, oh no, the system is down moments. Expect real stories, real experts, and maybe a little fun along the way. Whether you're deep into IT service management or just tech curious, grab a coffee or water will do. And let's dive in. Hit that play button. Let's do this. In this episode, we are talking to David Cannon, also known as the ITIL guy, who's been on this journey since version one of ITIL. He shares deep insights and practical advice that IT leaders can start applying right away. This is one conversation you do not want to miss.
I know we kind of jumped right into the discussion. I kind of didn't ask, what do you do now?
Oh, so
What's your job?
I do a lot of things, but I work at PeopleCert.
Okay.
I head up the Americas for PeopleCert. And what that means is pretty much a little bit of everything. So, what's really important to me is making sure that people are getting value out of the use of ITIL. So, for me, that means giving people the opportunity to find out as much as they can about ITIL. So, webinars, podcasts, events, and not only from PeopleCert, but also from one another. One of the most powerful things about service management is it creates a common language which people can use to find out what other people are doing. So, I may be working in organization A and, I'm struggling with this issue of change enablement. It's very bureaucratic and I'm trying to figure out how to make it more agile. Well, let me phone somebody in organization B who's done that and they'll be able to give me some advice using the same language, same terminology. I don't have to start from scratch. That's a great thing. So I'm trying to facilitate a lot of that networking. In that, we'll see a lot more of that this year. But yeah, my role is to really just make sure that ITIL is being used successfully within the Americas. Now, of course, working for PeopleCert, it's not just ITIL; it's also a DevOps Institute. It's also PRINCE2. And again, PRINCE2 is not. Is not as big in the Americas as it is in Europe, for example. But there are still people here that use it. There are still people here who use it in a way that integrates with their ITIL practices and so on. And so, I'm here to serve them. I'm here to make sure that they're getting what they need.
So you have a like a really big responsible hat, just making sure ITIL delivers and people know about it, kind of.
That's really the job. And it's not always easy to do that because, as I said, the perception of ITIL in the Americas is, well, it's no longer as important as the technology. So we still need to focus primarily on the technology, and a lot of people have lost touch with that. So I've got to reinforce why ITIL is important, why service management is such an important thing to do.
No, good point. I'm gonna pause for a minute because
Sure.
I
hope you're enjoying my chat with David Cannon as much as I am, because let's be honest, the episode is full of practical advice. We all can benefit from it. Don't forget to tune in next week as we keep the ITIL deep dive going. More insights, more ideas and wisdom, and probably a few aha moments. Talk to you then. Till then, take care. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.